and in the south and east.
Stav Neos, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 16th of June. The general synopsis at midnight, low 450 miles west of Shannon, 1,013, expected North Hebrides, 1,007, by midnight tonight. High, northeast Fitzroy, 1,030, slow moving with little change. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, westerly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, then southerly 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. South at Cirra, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, backing southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Forties, Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, except in Tyne, Dogger and German Bight. Occasional rain in Forties and Cromartie, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northwest, backing south or southwest, 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fair, moderate or good. Biscay, northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly, 4 to 6. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, East Sole, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. West Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, except in Lundy. Occasional rain later, moderate or good. Shannon, southwest, 4 to 6, veering northwest, 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest, becoming cyclonic in Rockall and Hebrides. 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or drizzle, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Bailey, southwest, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then becoming west later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 4, mist 1.5 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 5, 12 miles, 1,016, now rising. Lerwick, west southwest 4. Slight rain, 9 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 4, 19 miles, 1,021, now falling. Bridlington, west by north, 1, 1,024, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 3, 11 miles, 1,026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 3, 5 miles, 1,027. Jersey, northwest, 2, 7 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west northwest, 2, 5 miles, 1,029. Scilly Automatic, west by south, 2, 9 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west, 2, 11 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest, 2, 11 miles, 1,025, now falling. Malin Head, southwest by south, 4, 22 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 16th of June. The general situation, a west to southwesterly airflow will bring some rain or showers to many northern and northwestern waters during the next 24 hours. In the south and east, high pressure will bring settled conditions with only light or moderate breezes. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, then occasionally 7 later in north. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, fog patches at first in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 at first, increasing 5 at times later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southerly 3 or 4, then veering southwesterly later. Fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 2 or 3, backing southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest, becoming variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, westerly, backing southwesterly in west, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Bristol Channel and 7 estuary. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, westerly or southwesterly 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less at first in Liverpool Bay, otherwise southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later. Rain at times later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Isle of Man, west or southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain but becoming fair for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, but becoming fair for a time, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north and west. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches at first in north. Moderate or good, becoming poor at times, but occasionally very poor at first in north. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Finally, Shetland Isles, south or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain but becoming fair for a time, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's time for Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Dr. Stephen Weekly.
Good morning. Today is the feast day of the 7th century Welsh saint St Cerrig of Llanbadarn. There are a number of famous Welsh saints, but it's fair to say that Cerrig is not one of them, and there is little definitively known about his life. One story is that he was a warrior with the Welsh prince Maelgwn Gwynedd, who converted to Christianity when challenged, caused Maelgwn and his men to go blind until he was given land and settled at Eisteddfodgerig, Cerrig's seat, just a few miles inland from Aberystwyth. This piqued my interest because we lived for a while in Aberystwyth, and I used to drive past Eisteddfodgerig and the larger village of Llangurig when going to and from Aberystwyth. We don't know a lot about Cerrig, but we do know that his name and influence travelled across Wales. As well as the ancient church at Llangurig, there are other churches which bear his name at Capel Curig, north in Snowdonia, and Porthcerri, south in the Vale of Glamorgan. We know that he was associated with healing miracles, and Gerald of Wales, in his journey through Wales, mentions a gilt-covered staff with healing properties which once belonged to Curig. And more recently, there is a Welsh language school in Barry dedicated to him. So although we don't know a huge amount about Curig, we do know that his influence travelled widely and left a mark on the landscape of Wales, that he was associated with healing miracles and is remembered to this day as a patron of education. And maybe that's not a bad record, even a source of encouragement to the rest of us, who know that being a lesser-known saint is perhaps something we can reasonably aspire to. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life and witness of St. Curig. We ask that his example may encourage us in finding our own calling among the lesser-known saints of your kingdom. Amen.
Prayer for the day with Reverend Dr. Stephen Wigley. Now Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, some good news on rural crime, but the closure of a Scottish abattoir raises concerns.
It's purely down to supply and demand. And bearing in mind that the Scottish abattoir sector is running with 74% capacity, there was always a fear that the situation could end up with a casualty.
Let's start, though, with that good news. The cost of rural crime has fallen. New figures from the insurers NFU Mutual show a 16.5% fall last year. The costs are put at £44 million in comparison with £53 million the year before. The biggest fall is in the theft of agricultural vehicles, and the number of animals killed or injured in dog attacks was also down by a quarter. But livestock theft remained high. We have sadly talked a lot about rural crime on this